This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Super night for Joe Biden.
His campaign is taking off. Join us.
Bernie Sanders still standing.
We're taking on the political establishment.
Tornado terror.
That was the window right there. I was standing looking out.
It exploded.
Supreme Court takes up abortion case.
I think there would be national repercussions.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and it's shaping up to be a two-man fight for the Democratic presidential nomination. Former Vice President Joe Biden came away with 9 states in yesterday's Super Tuesday voting, taking the lead in delegates and breathing more life into his campaign. Bernie Sanders won 3 states and has the edge in California. Mike Bloomberg, who spent hundreds of millions of his own dollars, claimed American Samoa. Elizabeth Warren finished 3rd in her home state, Massachusetts. In a tweet this morning, President Trump labeled her selfish for staying in the race and hurting the Sanders campaign. Our team coverage begins with CBS's Steve Futterman.
Hello.
Joe Biden was about as happy as he could be last night. The former vice president had the best night of all the candidates, capturing more than half of the states up for grabs on Super Tuesday.
Virginia, North Carolina, Alabama.
And early this morning, Biden found out he had won the second biggest Super Tuesday prize, Texas.
Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits had declared the campaign dead.
But this past weekend, things began to quickly turn around. First came Biden's win in South Carolina, then endorsements from 3 of his former rivals, then last night.
For those who have been knocked down, counted out, left behind, this is your campaign.
Can you be the comeback kid at age 77? Today, Joe Biden is saying yes.
I'm Wendy Gillette at the Dallas County Young Democrats viewing party, where the popcorn was popping and the grill sizzling, to feed hungry Democrats supporting their candidates.
I voted for Joe Biden.
For some voters, it was Biden all along. Elaine Munch met him when he ran for president in 2008.
He felt like a great leader to me, and I think the time is now.
Other supporters, like Everett Henson, needed a little more convincing.
When did you change your mind?
Yesterday I changed my mind from Sanders to Biden.
He says he was partially swayed by the endorsements of 3 former candidates.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Essex Junction, Vermont.
Let's go on to the White House. Thank you.
Senator Bernie Sanders spoke to a cheering home state crowd, casting himself as the strongest Democrat to shun billionaire money and fight the ultra rich.
If this campaign, and I don't know what will happen, but if it comes out to be a campaign in which we have one candidate who is standing up for the working class and the middle class, we're going to win that election.
I'm Jim Crisul in Raleigh, North Carolina. Division within the party was on the mind of Kevin Hagerty as he voted in the North Carolina Democratic presidential primary.
Even after Super Tuesday, I think it's going to lead us almost directly to a brokered convention.
The economy, climate change, and military spending were among the issues Hagerty considered as he voted for Michael Bloomberg.
I'm Peter King in West Palm Beach. Mike Bloomberg says he wants to put the United back into United States of America, and he says he can do it by winning swing states like Florida, adding this reference to Donald Trump's private club less than 3 miles from here.
It means winning this November and sending Donald Trump back to Mar-a-Lago permanently.
But Bloomberg only picked up a handful of delegates, and his campaign manager says they're planning to reassess, something he says may not mean much.
Well, political correspondent Ed O'Keefe on the secret to Biden's success.
Nearly half of the voters who made up their minds in the last few days voted for Biden, signaling that his Saturday win in South Carolina and the endorsements from former rivals could have made the difference. Biden continued to lead among African Americans and voters 45 years and over. Sanders earned more support from Latinos and voters under the age of 45.
Younger voter turnout on Super Tuesday was lower than 4 years ago in several states. At least 24 people were killed in those tornadoes that tore through central Tennessee, dozens more still listed as missing. The governor's declared a state of emergency and has sent in the National Guard. CBS's David Begnaud spoke with Seth Wells and Danielle Theophile in hard-hit Cookeville, east of Nashville.
It was this roaring, deep roar, grumbling sound that I've never heard before. We were flying in the air into the trees back there, where once we hit those trees, the house exploded. Disintegrated.
You flew through the air inside the house.
I could feel myself lifting and flipping over.
I have no clue how we survived.
I've seen houses partially torn off. Yeah. I've never seen a home essentially picked up and just taken.
Like Wizard of Oz.
And after all that, she asked him to marry her. He said yes. Health officials in Washington state say the first coronavirus deaths tied to a nursing home occurred several days before residents had been ordered quarantined in their rooms. There are 9 virus deaths in the state. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in suburban Seattle.
Workers at the Life Care Center nursing home tell us the facility is severely short-staffed because employees with symptoms are staying home. Another worker says the nursing home is pulling employees from other affiliated locations. Experts say an overburdened workforce could be an ongoing concern.
We could see a surge in our healthcare system, overwhelming our hospitals and our primary care centers.
In Iran, where dozens have died, Friday prayers have been called off. In Paris, the Louvre has reopened. The Supreme Court today takes up a major abortion case. It's a challenge to a Louisiana effort to require abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at a hospital. Kathleen Pittman runs a clinic in Shreveport.
The point of the law is to make it more difficult for clinics to function and to remain open.
Abortion opponent Jean Mancini.
What other procedure do we know that's done at an outpatient facility that doesn't have admitting privileges? It's giving abortion a pass.
A decision in the case expected in June. When demand exceeds supply, as in the reaction to the coronavirus, ingenuity can kick in.
Hand sanitizer demand has gone up 1,400% in recent weeks, and experts have a feasible solution for consumers who cannot find the personal disinfectant in stores. Make your own. It takes 1/3 cup of pure aloe vera gel, 8 to 10 drops of essential oil like lavender, and 2/3 cup of rubbing alcohol. But if you don't have rubbing alcohol, Dr. Jack Caravanos with NYU Public Health says you can use real alcohol.
But you need very strong vodka. You need a 151 proof.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
The New York Times reports journalist and best-selling author Ronan Farrow is cutting ties with his publisher because one of its divisions is putting out Woody Allen's memoir next month. Farrow's sister Dylan has accused Allen of molesting her when she was a child. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.